It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
All right, it's time for Swap Meet. Greg Flam in studio. It's my favorite hour of the week. Greg, good to see
you. Good to see you, Justin.
You can find Greg at DuPagePicker, both at Facebook and Twitter. This is the hour of the week in which we take calls and texts and evaluate your memorabilia, your collectibles, your junk.
Yep.
And the more random, the better.
I love the texts
and call in. I love it, I think, because of the interaction of people being excited to sell their wares, to essentially say, this is what I have. This is the backstory.
Yep.
It's one of my favorite things. 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about this week, Chicago? 312-981-7200. Greg, busy week. It was a little snowy.
A little snowy. Last weekend wasn't bad, though, as far as sales, estate sales and stuff like that. Did manage to find, I always find these Busch Crosstown Classic mugs. I brought in two of them.
This is so funny.
It's awesome, yeah. It's
May 19th, 1986.
Yeah.
They're just, were they sold at the park?
I think it was a giveaway, probably. I'm thinking they were a giveaway at the game themselves, one of the games or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Busch Crosstown Classic,
yep.
Right there, it dates it.
Yep.
Busch, May 19th, 1986, Wrigley Field, and it's got two caricatures, one of Tony La Russa,
mm-hmm.
and one, it looks like Jim Fry.
Jim Fry, it looks like, yeah.
They're both, it's kind of funny because La Russa has got like some serious guns in his caricature.
Yeah, right.
Like his muscles are like protruding.
Yep.
And then Fry, they just got this frumpy old man. Like you can tell where this is coming from. This is the White Sox.
How things
mug.
Have changed, right?
Right.
And then I brought in the 1982 team poster I found in an estate sale. And it's kind of, you know, don't see these too much. So
yeah.
I had to pick that up. And that's the 1982 team. And Leland's a coach on that team, La Russa.
Look at that. Yeah, I like that.
Pretty
cool. That's cool.
And some Vegas paraphernalia dice. You know, we had that guy called with the Capone chip, so
yes.
Maybe he'll call back
Hopefully
in.
But he'll I thought call back, yeah.
Yeah, I thought I'd bring in some Vegas 50s, 60s brochures.
There was a lot
like
last week about casino chips and the things that you might, you know, have collected. There was one that was from the... I forgot what the desert.
Desert Inn.
Yeah. And then also someone called in with the chips from Al Capone casino.
So, secret
or
casino.
Or text in. And that person reached out to me in Facebook
good.
And said, oh, it's a great backstory. I'll
awesome.
Call in next week. So hopefully they will.
Cool.
312-981-7200. What do you got that you want to brag about this week? What do you want to also ask? You know, what it's worth. I mean, that's a fun part too. Greg can tell you what things are going for and let people know if it's if you're holding on to something super valuable. Let's go to text right to start off. I like this one. 847 says, I have my dad's Bierstein collection from Germany.
Wow.
One has a naked woman on the inside bottom.
Yeah.
So when you finish your beer, you got something to look at.
Yeah. That's almost like the Playboy swizzle sticks that, you know, as they were cold, they stripped, I guess. Yeah.
There's never a shortage of strange tchotchkes that end up with a naked woman on it.
Right. No, sex sells. That's unfortunately.
Sex. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is funny. I mean, that's like straight out of like, I think like every uncle had that cup.
Yep.
Oh, what's that?
Right.
Oh, good and drink the rest.
Yeah, they kept it
happens.
On the top shelf, you know, until you're 14 and you start digging around there.
I love it. All right. I don't know what that's worth, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. 312-981-7200. We're in luck. Let's start it off, and I'm so glad that he joins us tonight. Rick is on the line. He has come through by calling into the program. Rick, how's it going, man? Thanks for calling. Tell us a little bit about the Al Capone chips.
Okay. So the story goes that back in the heyday of Chicago gambling, Al Capone's cousin, Rocco Flachetti, had this club called the Rock Guard Club, and it was in Cicero.
Okay.
And as we all know, if you're a relative of Al Capone is the one controlling it. But Rocco was the one that actually ran the club. And through his dealings at the club, he actually became friends with the late, great Frank Sinatra, who he ended up going on several trips to Cuba with. And so it was a big thing. A couple investigations shut him down in Cicero. He moved up to Lake County. More investigations shut him down up there. He moved back to the city of Chicago. And then eventually the story ends.
Okay.
So I came in to having these chips, a coworker of mine who grew up on the South Side. When he was a kid, he worked in a wrecking yard that he knew at the time was, you know, old school mafia, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So a couple little things that that he said was there was a whole pile of barrels, you know, hidden out back, and he was told never ever to go look at them.
Wow.
Later on, you know, he got in good with the owner. The owner showed him they were full of cash.
Wow.
So money you can't spend, because as soon as you start spending it, everybody gets wise to it, right?
Wow. Yeah.
So
barrel cash. No, we're familiar. Barrel cash.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, barrel cash. Everybody should have some barrel cash.
Yeah, right.
Must be nice.
So when he got a little older and was going to move on and leave the wrecking yard, I guess the guy in charge of it, you know, liked him enough and was friendly with him enough that he gave him some of these poker chips from the Rock Garden Club.
Okay.
And wow. he had quite a few of them. And, you know, he told me that at one point, there was a collector in the area that actually heard that he had some. This was before the internet, so it was all word of mouth and, you know, people putting ads in the paper and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy came in and, you know, he asked to see him, and he wanted to buy some. So he bought a few and then said, ha ha, gotcha. You know, these things are worth 10 times what you sold them to me for, but I got them.
Wow.
And then he pulled out a huge box out of his desk where he had hundreds of them. He says, okay, I'll remember that. Thanks.
That's
there
great.
Go. That's a good comeback. Well, that's good. Well, that's a good
so
story.
So you have them now?
Yes, I have four of them. I don't have all of
sure.
them, obviously. But
would you be able to text in a picture of one of them or any of them?
I actually messaged Justin.
Yeah, you did. I got him on my Facebook.
Okay,
at the break,
cool.
I'll take a
yeah.
look. Yeah. It's really interesting,
yeah,
Rick.
I haven't found too much else. On those particular chips, there are a lot of matchbook covers from the Rock Garden Club available.
Okay.
There's signage. Sometimes there's a brochure that pops up every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of those things where they would change the colors frequently, like regular casinos do, because people would take the chips out today and come back later, and, you know,
right.
they didn't like that. And people were making copies, so there was always
right. they could
new
counterfeit,
colors
yeah.
and new schemes. Right. So.
Wow.
There's not too many out there. I have seen them on occasion on eBay, and I always forget to check what they end up going for, but they usually have a reserve on them, and they're at, you know, $40 or so, and the reserve's not met yet, so.
Yeah, I wasn't able to find any currently or in the past, like, maybe 4 or 5 months. I couldn't find any.
Who
but
cares,
yeah, that's,
man?
It's a great story.
Hold on to those, because at some point or another, they A, will become valuable, of course, but B, man, what a great party starter.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You,
know,
you guys want to play some...
I'm gonna make them into a coffee table
yeah,
for my living room.
Yeah, but if you got four, sell one and go on vacation, you know, with that.
Yeah, there you go.
Rick, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, there you go. 312-981-7200. Shelly's on the line. We also getting a lot of texts coming in with pictures. We'll come back. Greg Flamm here playing the swap meet. Let's take a quick break. Come back. Stay with us. It's a swap meet here on the download, 720 WGN. Greg Flamm in studio at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. We got a lot of great stuff coming through. Let's go to some of the calls. Let's bring in Shelly. Shelly, what do you want to brag about, Shelly?
I've got a 1969 teacup set.
Okay.
Okay.
It comes with the pitcher, the sugar, the creamer, and all the seven dwarfs.
Wow.
So it's Disney.
Cute.
I'm assuming it's Disney or it's a knockoff of Disney.
Right. I'm looking up for you. But, yes, tea sets have gone up with Downton Abbey. That they've just gone
I thought you were
going to
say Beauty and the Beast.
Right. Yeah, right.
Right? They're all dancing
around. Yeah, I didn't stick to the Disney theme, but the tea sets have gone up. But Disney, I'm not sure. I'll look up and Justin can stall
right.
while I look up.
I like it, Shelly. I say that's cool. I like it. You get the if
yeah.
you can get them to come alive, give them to dance around,
yeah.
maybe clean up the apartment.
Yeah.
I'm
I'll have coffee.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I like that one. Let's keep going. Isabel. Isabel's on the line. Isabel, what do you want to brag about?
Well, I got a brick from Old Kaminsky with the whitewash, and I got it signed by Minnie Minoso.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The story
did Minoso get in the Hall of Fame, or he missed that? Did he miss that? He missed it?
No, I think he made the Hall of Fame.
No, he's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, he did make the Hall of Fame. That guy's great, man. What a great story.
Yeah,
when he died, they did a whole thing on him, like the obit and stuff. And I was so surprised. I didn't know a ton of stuff about him. But, you know, he doesn't get a lot of credit at all for being one of the first Latin American Latin players to be in the Major League Baseball. And there's so much, like, historical knowledge around Minnie Minoso. Does that make it worth more because he was a first?
Yeah, just the brick alone is about $80 to $100, and then you throw a signature on there. I mean, I'd have to imagine it's another $100 or two.
Did you go up to him somewhere, like at a restaurant, and be like, will you sign this?
No, actually, he was out signing at the baseball league that my son was in at when he was a kid. He came to the school that sponsored the league, and he was just, you know, and usually Minnie was always very happy, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he was there every opening day, and, you know, he did all the decades. They let him play that one so he could say he was in so many decades.
Yeah, right, I remember.
He was
right.
Real down that day, and he was just signing away. His head wasn't up. He wasn't looking at anybody, and we were in line. Mm. When I got up there, I plopped the brick down in front of him, and his head popped up, big old smile on his face. It was great.
He knew what it was right away. That or he thought someone was trying to assault him. One of the two.
A brick.
Not at all.
That was smart thinking of bringing that, though. That was cool.
Isabel, thank you. That's good.
Thanks. All right. Thanks for telling me how much it's about worth. About.
Yeah, there
thank
you go.
You. Good luck.
Good luck with that.
Bye.
Hey, I would. That's great. That's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 219 says, I have a wallet carried by my great-grandfather in the Civil War. Wow.
Yep.
First off, I got to do the short math. I'm not a math guy. But if it's your great-grandfather in the Civil War, you got to be older, right? Because, you know, you're talking grandfather, great-grandfather. Because my great-grandfather would have been World War, World War One,
yeah,
right?
Just before, yeah, around there.
I mean, great-grandfather stretching to the Civil War. That's a generation. That's a generation. Is there any way to quantify whether that's worth anything?
I'm finding them. There's quite a few of them on there. They're
really?
Going for anywhere from about 60 to 140. Was that one had the extra little purse thing
with it?
That might bring it up if it's got that part to
it. I like, in this case, I think there's always one during the swap meet. And for me, this is the one you walk to the Chicago Historical Museum or the History Museum and be like, look what I got. Put this in a glass box.
The Civil War, yeah. Yep.
You know, especially if they're from this area.
Yeah, right. Especially, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's definitely something nice.
219, we'll stay on the old 219 train. I have 80 Kennedy half dollars from 1967 that have never seen the light of day.
Nice.
They're in sleeves of 20 each.
Nice. I know from a few years ago they were going for about $56 each.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to look them up now, but the pre-1956, I think, is when they lowered the silver content.
If it's before 1956?
Yeah, so if it's before, I think, 74, I think, actually, they're worth a little bit more
really?
Than post-74.
It's in 1967.
Yeah, so they got a little bit more silver. So a couple years ago, I know I sold one for about $56.
$56 for a half dollar.
Yeah, half dollar.
Now, that's what I call an investment.
There you go.
You know what? I know Trump's a business guy.
Silver.
I don't know a lot about business, but he would tell you this is a good investment.
Yeah, I'll look up and see the current.
So much silver. So much silver that it's worth something, and also it's probably give you some sort of poisoning, right?
Maybe.
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bite on those.
No.
That would just be my thing.
That'd be bad.
That's my value I bring to this, yeah. Greg, is I give people more health tips to what to do with some of the older stuff.
That's a bad day. You're right.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. All right, let's take a quick break. Come back. Let's get the update from tonight's news with Rob Martier, and then we'll come back. I got Kurt on the line. I've got other people on the line. I've got a ton of texts. We're going to get through all of them tonight. Greg Flam, swap meet. WGN.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Picking out the side again.
At DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. We are having fun tonight. It's another episode of the Swap Meet where we collectively, I guess we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. Right. And we ask you what you want to brag about. So let's get right into it. Let's go to Kurt on the line. Kurt, what do you want to brag about, Kurt?
Hey, great show, guys. I wish it was on more than once a week.
Oh, thanks.
We're working towards
it. I have this, it's a LP, a 33 and a third. It's Walt Disney's Alice in Wonderland from 1968. Mm. All the music from the Walt Disney motion picture. Okay. It's in very good to near mint condition.
Was that when the motion picture came out, 1968?
I'm not sure. That's what it says on the album, though.
Is that a bluish, purplish color?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. There's a few here. They're like in the $10 to $30 range. If yours is in like mint condition or near mint, what they call, it could be worth a little bit more.
Cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what you're looking at.
Well, I learned something, too, Kurt, I would assume that movie came out in the late 60s.
Very cool.
So we've both given each other information tonight.
Yeah, the bad news is I've seen them go as low as $3 here as well.
Oh,
so hopefully yours is in great condition.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah. Somewhere in between. Yep. That's right. That's how we live our lives. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you.
All right. So there's also 630's got the same concept. Are these worth anything? My sister-in-law gave them to him, albums and frames, and they're all the same kind of Lady and the Tramp, Harry, Peter Pan, Robin Hood, Pinocchio, right. Bambi, 101 Dalmatians. They're all framed. It doesn't look like they're actual albums. They're just art.
Okay. Yeah, they look like the size of a record, though. If she wants to text that or send it to the Facebook DuPage Picker, I can give her individual prices, but it's too much.
Same concept, though, right? They're going to be around the same price.
Probably.
So they wrote back, 630 wrote back saying, all original, they're all in album frames, hard to get out quickly. So I'm not even sure if the LP's in there or not, or if it's just art.
Yeah, if she just sends the picture, I'll be able to identify it by the picture.
708, let's go down here. I got a ton of stuff. Pass some of these. All right. I've got salesman samples of Christmas postcards from 219.
Nice.
And my favorite, I just opened to look at them, and they're naughty. They're like old 50s or 60s, like,
right.
Mary, what does it say? It says, I don't even know. It's like, it's all like kind of, it's all sex-themed Santa Claus stuff.
Yeah.
But like in a weird, like, ooh, that's if there was any way to personify or to certain what this picture sounded like or what it looks like, it's this sound. That's it. So,
yeah,
I don't know what those are worth anything.
Yeah.
You're not finding dirty, naughty.
I don't know how to look that up. I think
somebody found Grandpa's porn collection.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's what it looks like.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
708 says, what are two sports pennants worth? I have one very old Chicago Cardinals and one 1959 White Sox with color team picture embedded in the pennant.
Yeah, I found the picture one. It's about $100, so that's not bad.
That's not bad at all, yeah.
Yeah, the Cardinal one I didn't find yet.
All right, well, that's good, man. $100 for the picture one. They don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah, they made a lot of pennants, but that picture one seems to be one of the higher ones.
All right. Let's go to Frank. Frank, what do you want to brag about, Frank?
I've got a George Halas's autobiography signed by him.
Wow.
Great.
Did he say something funny in it?
No, he just got his name in there, that's all. He was pretty old then.
And if you listen to the show, we always say just the signature is
probably
more than if he personalizes.
Right, if he's like, Dear Frank.
Right, so that's good.
I hope you convert all your third downs, George Halas. No, you don't want that, right?
Yeah, so you got that going right off the bat. What I could find, what they're going for, people are asking anywhere from 100 to 700.
Wow.
Oh, really?
And there really hasn't been any that have sold recently, so that's not a good thing. But Yeah, I would, you know, if you do an auction, I'd start at least
What did Dicka say about Halas? Wasn't it Dicka who said he throws around nickels
like sewer covers. Yeah, yeah. Right. Manhole covers, yeah.
It's so good, man.
Yeah, that was a great saying. I've used that before. That's in my back pocket.
All right, Frank, that's kind of a winner.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. There you go. Frank did it the right way.
Yep.
630's got a picture of an old record machine, a manufacturer's electro home. It's a sort of modernist record player, yeah. Kind of something like you'd see on Mad Men.
Right.
It's 1970-ish, and it needs a little physical cleaning.
Yeah, mid-century modern is so hot right now. And let's see, I have, they're all over. So obviously, depending on condition, if it works or not. 150 to 400.
Wow.
Yeah. They also made speakers that went with it. I didn't see that in the picture.
I don't
you
see
showed
speakers
me.
In
yeah.
Here.
So if you had the speakers, you're probably in the upper 400 to 500.
It looked, I mean, there's a plug on it, so it looks like maybe it still works because it looks like it maybe be plugged into a wall.
Yeah, that stuff was great. They had the egg chairs that would match that perfectly.
Yeah. That's a cool looking thing.
It is. It's very space age.
Yeah. Very Jetsons.
Yep. Love it.
Let's go to Joseph. Joseph, what do you want to brag about, Joseph?
I was working in the DePaul area. We were remodeling a house, and just we were tearing the ceiling down, and just it looked like a $5 bill fell out.
Okay.
It had Abe Lincoln's face on it. I picked it up, and the lady said, "Well, you can have it." It turns out it's his ticket stub from the World's Fair.
Wow.
The Columbian Exhibition.
Wow. That'd be like, yeah, that's 1893, right? That's the, is that the 1893 one?
Yeah, 1893.
Right, yeah. It's a stub. It's not the whole ticket.
Sure. Is it white paper?
It was in the ceiling.
Huh? That's amazing.
Is it on white paper? You know, obviously a big five on it.
It looks like a $5 bill, which is what I thought it was, because it has Abraham Lincoln's face on it, you know?
Okay.
And that's what I originally thought it was, and then I picked it up, and I was like,
yeah, I'm seeing a couple here for about $25. I'm trying to see what's actually selling.
That's it?
Yeah.
A ticket stub from the World's Fair from a different century?
It's got Lincoln's head on the left of it, yeah.
Is how much you say, $15?
$25.
Get out of here, man. You know what? I feel like, Joseph,
yeah.
I feel like you need to just go door-to-door on that one. I'll bet you can get 100 for it at least. Just tell the story. Thanks, Joseph.
Thanks for calling.
That's
no problem.
$25?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
You were telling me $100 for just I don't even know what we were just talking about, where I'm like, that is worth
it. Yeah, there's
value
no justice when a wacky pack goes for $1,000. And
Joy, who's a long-time listener who checks in regularly, she's always got good stuff. She just took a picture of an old 7-Up bottle.
Yeah.
With the old red label that says, we like it, it likes you, or something like that.
Yeah, it's got the orange background.
Yeah, how much does that go for?
The 7. Sad to say, about $3 to $10.
If you would have told me $25, I would have lost my stuff.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right.
All right, 312-981-7200. We got some good stuff coming up here. Stay on the line, Nancy, and we'll get to the rest of the texts as well. 312-981-7200. Swap Meet. Greg Flam's here. Stay with us. Greg Flam in studio. We're playing Swap Meet every Wednesday night here on the download. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Nancy. Nancy, what do you want to brag about, Nancy?
I have a Cosmopolitan magazine with Burt Reynolds as the centerfold.
Come on, that's awesome. like what years are you thinking? Like, that would be like a
70s? No, I have only one.
But I'm saying, like, what year did it happen?
70s, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a fur, like a fur carpet involved?
Yes.
Right? Is he wearing just Speedos? What's he doing?
He has nothing on.
Nothing? Oh, no. Cosmopolitan's going naked?
Okay, hold on, everyone, because Justin's going to lose his mind.
Wait a second. So Cosmopolitan's got him naked in a magazine?
Yes.
Yeah. Like Playgirl style?
Yeah, yes. I'll show you the picture.
Greg's got it on his phone.
It's going to be my screensaver now.
All right, what do you got? What's it worth?
It's and Justin's going to get mad, but it's about $20 to $45. Some of them are signed upwards of $500. Sorry.
Signed? If they're signed?
If they're signed, it's like 500, obviously, but with no signature, just the whole magazine.
I know that picture, yeah. I just thought that was a joke.
No. So where would I sell it?
You know, obviously online. You can go any of the online auction sites. Start 39 plus shipping, maybe, and you can work down if it doesn't sell.
you.
No
wow,
problem.
Wow, that's
luck.
Good. That's good.
Okay,
so
bye
that's
bye.
More than a ticket. Thank you.
A $5
that's more than
Lincoln.
A ticket than a to the 1893 World's Fair.
Isn't that nuts?
A hairy, albeit hot.
Right.
I'm not going to say that Burt Reynolds was not a
right.
hot guy. Lauren just 847 just came in. She said he was hot.
That's how you get through Pete screening.
I also had that photo on the back of my bedroom door as a teenager.
Nice. I had the Farrah Fawcett.
I had the Alyssa Milano yeah. hockey one. Yeah, so I get it. That's great, though. I have a. Would it be weird if I put that now on the back of my bedroom door, like that picture of Burt Reynolds? Is that weird?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's weird. I think it's progressive.
Maybe
I
not.
I don't know. It's very cosmopolitan.
Right.
Me.
If it's in Cosmopolitan.
All right, that's too good.
Right.
Found a bunch of old 78 size records in my parents' attic. Are they worth anything? Can I answer this one?
You can.
What are they?
Right. You need
right?
titles and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're only
artist titles.
Yeah. It's like me going to the CD store and be like, "Yeah, I have a bunch of CDs."
CDs, yep.
You got to know what it's got to be. Spin Doctors.
Right.
You know those are hot.
Right. That's nuts.
I got to sell all my Happy Mondays
yep.
CDs. Or I'm trying to think, what was the band that did I'm free to do what I want. Soup Dragons.
There you go. Yep.
I've got like 10 of those. Can I get rid of those? They still
yeah.
do that? They don't do that anymore.
Yep.
All right. I have a Model J38 telegraph sending unit like you see in the movies mm-hmm. where the tapping switch. Don't know anything about it. 708.
Yep. That is the wild card because... there
Ooh,
was like a board that went underneath the tapping. If he has that, it looks like you're in the 200 to 300 range.
Wow.
If you just have the actual tapping unit part, it's starting at $30 and up.
Oh, so if you got the actual.
Yeah.
The
so the more accessories are more what you would call the stand, I guess, for it would go up from there.
Let's do, is this Marla or Maria? Maria, right? Did I get it right, Maria?
You sure did.
All right, Maria, what do you want to brag about?
I have a 1976 print by Leroy Neiman of Muhammad Ali from a charity event for Chicago, I think it was Chicago Children's Hospital.
Okay.
And it's titled Red Boxers.
So it's a picture, like a print when you mean, like, so it's a photo or is it like a drawing of it?
Like a poster print,
yeah,
like from
lithograph.
The charity event.
Yeah, probably a lithograph.
But not only, it's also originally signed by both.
Wow, yeah. There's some on here with signature and the whole authentication of that, about $1,600.
Wow.
So that's pretty good. I'm trying to see if anything has sold recently.
So that...
It's also the last one of the
lots. No, yeah, I'd say you got something pretty good there. I can't find any sold recently, but yeah. $1,500 is pretty good.
It is.
You got the artist, it's signed, and it's Muhammad Ali, so you got the trifecta going there.
There you go.
And it's the original signatures of when before he had Parkinson's, you know, so it's the
right.
nice big signature.
And it's numbered as well, so.
Maybe you can get together with the other guy... George, I think it was, and you can get the World's Fair ticket and just slide it in there, and you get
right.
an extra $20 on it.
Right. Maybe he'll...
It's just, come on,
he'll
man.
He'll pay the tax on it and everything for you, so you can split it.
All right, awesome.
Thanks for
Maria.
Calling.
Okay, thanks.
That's so true. Like,
right.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm with them. Like, the idea that you're remodeling a Lincoln Park house and something falls out that's an 1893 ticket stub, you'd think it'd be more than $20.
Yep, you would.
There's stuff on here that you're talking about. You're like, yeah, well, that mug from 2008, that's about $20.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
219 says, you just brought me back to my youth. I had the same exact Alyssa Milano poster on the back of my door.
Nice.
It's classic ripped jeans. Get the ripped jeans. I think it was a New Jersey Devil.
Every week I say I'm going to get that poster for Justin because
so
it's like a dozen of them on eBay.
It's at least $20, right?
It's probably, yeah,
708 says, I have a brass tag that was used as part of a keychain from a 1987 Crosstown Classic.
Oh.
It looks like a ticket stub. It's a brass tag.
Oh, I had that, yeah.
Used as part of a keychain from the 1987 Crosstown Classic.
Yep. Oh, geez.
I don't know what that's worth. It seems like it's a giveaway. Like
yeah, it
like
was another promotional. I had that as a kid. I'm trying to find it now. Yeah, yeah, I'm not finding it right
all
now.
All right. I mean, it seems like a promotion. I don't know if those... I would say rule of thumb for the swap meet. I feel like I'm becoming an expert, man.
You are.
You know. Promotional giveaways, not as big of a deal because it was a giveaway as opposed to something like the Muhammad Ali thing that's signed.
Right.
That's just my thought on that. Let's go to Mark. Mark, what do you want to brag about, Mark?
Hey, actually, about, I don't know, maybe like 10-plus years ago at the Salvation Army, I picked up some reel-to-reel tapes of the Milt Rosenberg show.
What?
And they actually, yeah, and they actually have the they have like WGN labels on them, and then all like the show info is like piped
yeah,
onto the labels.
So does it seem like it was front-facing, like they were selling those things, or does it seem like it's from the shop?
No, from the shop.
Oh, interesting.
Wow, yeah,
oh, man.
I've come across stuff like that, too, where it's labeled, we'll have Chicago radio stations, various ones on there, and it seems like those are popping up more and more.
That's weird.
What you want to look for, okay, here's your tip of the day. When you're looking at reel-to-reel tapes, you want the ones they have the aluminum reels. The reels by themselves can get anywhere from 20.
Oh, they actually take the tape off?
Just take the tape off. It's not really worth it.
Oh, man.
Unless it's a pre-recorded one, reel-to-reel.
Are they, they're from his show, so they're like air checks? Or are they like
right,
raw
exactly.
tape?
Yeah, I found those, and also just regular people would record it, you know, just on their home unit.
No, well, these are definitely from like the station,
the
though.
The station, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wow, man. I think that the station should reach out. We should reach out and see if we can get those and play them. Right? Wouldn't that be fun to play them?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool, Mark.
Yeah,
thank
like
you.
Like I said, that's, yeah, no problem.
It's hard.
Go ahead. What are you gonna say?
No, just that. Yeah, they were from the '70s. I don't remember what guests were they, but I used to have a reel-to-reel player actually, and I did listen to them. But
wow. You can pick one up and check it out. But yeah, that would be fun to hear what was on it.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, sure thing.
Thank you.
That reminds me, I had a bunch of, today I went through, I was going to tell you this, like I opened up one of my old bins that I've been saying I was going to open for a while because I was looking for a picture. I have a great picture with a friend, my friend Amy, who died, and I wanted to put it up today. And I found it, but I also found a bunch of other pictures and tapes and things like that. Wow. And I was like, oh, I just started to unpack, and I'm like, this stuff's great for Greg, and I get to it. But I found a great picture, and I want to know what it was worth, of me and Steve Dolinsky in 1998 winning a James Beard Award. There's like me getting the award. Someone took a really rocky picture, and you barely can make out our faces. What's that worth?
$2,500.
Thank you, Rob.
There you go.
I'm in a tuxedo. It's a Genghis. So it's from Genghis. There might be a cummerbund. It's kind of blocked.
$2,400 now.
And I will also say, and I'm going to put it up around James Beard time, the haircut is priceless. I'm going sideburns. The sideburns go almost all the way down to the cheek.
Awesome.
It's a really strong look. Really strong. Steve looks the exact same, but I do not. So, Greg Flamm, thank you so much. Another exciting and great. I mean, this is great. This is, again, like I say, one of my favorite hours of radio that we do all week, and it's a pleasure to see you. Have a good week, Pick, and you can find him at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. If you got any questions for him or you want to send him a picture of something you got, he can help you out. Greg, see you next Wednesday.
Great. Thank you, Justin.